Cheers is filmed before a live studio audience.
There you go, all over town. There ought to be a war. Bunch of meatheads.
So it's true. He keeps on talking even when people aren't there.
Yes, but if no one's there to hear it, does he really make a sound?
Cliffy, is it worth my asking what the problem is?
Yeah, no, it's my transmission. Spent day after day taking it to garages all over town. Nobody can fix it.
Here we go, Cliffy. Pearson's Garage. Braintree. They can fix anything. All right?
Hey, well, yeah, thank you very much, Jimmy.
You know, my toaster's on the blink. You think they could fix it?
Well, only if you got one in your car. See, they're auto mechanics, Woody.
Oh, great. It's in the back seat right now.
All right. Take it easy now. Kid's good, but you can take
it. All right, I have to select my words rather carefully here. Woody, they can fix only those things that originally came with the car when you bought it. As far as I know, cars don't come with toasters.
Oh, mine did. It's part of a promotional campaign. You know, if I'd have bought a convertible, I'd have got a food processor.
Ask for Luis. He doesn't speak English.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see. Our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Woody, whiskey neat.
Fraser, what are you doing here? I thought you had a date tonight.
Well, I did, but when I showed up, she was in the middle of a shower.
Well, couldn't you wait?
It was her bridal shower. Next time I make a date 2 months in advance, I'll call to confirm.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Sam, how are the mountains?
Oh, it rained all weekend.
Sam, you forgot this.
In other words, it was great. Hey, Diane, how you doing there?
How am I doing? Did you ask me how I'm doing?
No, not me. That was Woody. He's a ventriloquist. Wow, what's the matter?
Last week...
Yeah?
We were at Passion's Portal. Standing on the threshold of a new and excitingly textured relationship. We were about to open the door on a brand new beginning for us.
Well, I knocked at the door, but nobody was home, so I went to the mountains with the girl next door.
I see. Apparently last week meant more to me than it did to you.
Oh, come on. What are you doing here? Are you saying that even though we're not really going together, you want me not to date anybody else?
It's not what I want, Sam. It's what you want that's important.
Well, good, because what I wanted to do was go to the mountains with Andrea.
Very well, let's just forget the whole thing.
Oh, come on. Diane, it was just physical. I mean, that stuff doesn't mean anything to me. Come on, don't you see what I'm doing here? I'm just honing my skills for that magical night that you and I hit the sheets running.
Sam, you and I will couple when 1,000 ice ages have come and gone.
All right. How soon do we get to play touchy-feely? Oh,
lighten up, will you?
Good evening, citizens.
Looking a little beat, buddy. Been staying up late watching those adult movies on cable again?
Yeah, man, put a lock on that channel. It's my paperboy, Nammy. He's hitting every place but the front porch. So I got a little plan worked out. Now, all right, get this. 4:30 tomorrow morning in the a.m. Gonna put on the old camouflage jacket, stick a couple of branches behind my ears and duck into the rhododendron bush. He's smart, but I'm a little bit smarter.
You talking about the kid or the rhododendron bush?
I want to see all my employees in my office immediately. Chief Staff, this means you, in the office, on the double. Hey, come on, you heard me.
We didn't hear the magic word.
Please.
That's not it.
Come on, Carla, what's the magic word?
Money. We all want a dollar.
Okay. Come on. Here you go. Here's one for you. Here you go. One for you. One for you. Whoa. Well, what are you trying to do? Beat me out of a buck here?
Sammy, I'm here out of a fierce sense of loyalty as your accountant, pal. And the dollar is your little way of saying thank you.
Well, thank you for coming. I want y'all to take a look at this in the newspaper. It really got me going here.
Grown man lives in refrigerator?
No, not that part. Let me see that. Oh, my God, look at that. He's got a TV in there.
Sam, what is this about?
Oh, yeah, all right. Column 3, down at the bottom.
Don Talbot's locker room, grand opening.
Yeah, not only that, Don has got two other pubs opening at the same time. I mean, he's doing fantastic business here.
And what's this got to do with the guy in the refrigerator?
Nothing, Woody, nothing. This has to do with me. This has to do with my life. I mean, Don was up with the Red Sox for a cup of coffee, for goodness sake. I was there 5 years, and now this clown is a celebrity, and I'm paying my employees to come talk to me.
You're going to be paying us a lot more unless this conversation starts getting exciting.
Okay, fair enough. I brought you in here because I want to ask you a question. What is Cheers missing?
A mechanical bull.
Woody, that was one of those questions you ask when you don't really want an answer.
Oh, you mean rhetorical.
Yeah, rhetorical, right. Anyway, what I'm going to do here is I am going to come out from behind the bar and I am going to become a full-time manager/host.
A what?
Manager/host. Yeah, I greet people. That's perfect. I mean, let's face it, I'm recognized on the street.
So is a fire hydrant.
You see, at the same time, I'll be able to hustle up some more business. I'll be able to handle the publicity, the quality control, handling bookings. I mean, it's great. What do you think?
Is that another rhetorical question?
Well, yeah, it is, Woody, actually, because we're going to do it. We're going to start immediately.
Does that mean you won't be bartending anymore?
Now, I'm glad you asked that. Now that I've moved up to management, we're going to have an opening behind the bar, and we're going to need to fill it. Oh, wait a minute. You know, there's a guy in here the other day. He had an application. It was fantastic.
Wait. Time out, Timmy. Does this mean that you're going to be hiring another full-time bartender?
Yeah.
I have to advise you, I think that's unwise.
You sure?
I'd stake my career on it.
You're unemployed.
All right, I'll stake your career on it. You can't afford yourself as a full-time host/manager.
No, see, that's the beauty of it. As manager, I'll be thinking up new schemes to bring in more business, but I'll be so darn charming as the host that people will start bringing in more friends. It's perfect. I'll be thinking and charming all at the same time.
Add chewing gum and we can sell tickets.
Sammy, I'm skeptical. But more importantly, I'm thirsty. So
Ken, don't forget to run a handkerchief over those shoes.
Mr. Malone, they're tennis shoes.
Well, don't spend too long on them, then.
Hey, what's with the spread, Sam?
Well, I really topped myself tonight. I booked a party in here. The Fraternal Order of the Caribou's sending a group over.
Great.
group of loud-mouthed, rowdy conventioneers, drinking like fish, swearing like sailors, and putting their paws all over us.
Yeah. Happy birthday to me. How many are coming?
Well, I don't know. They said they're sending over a whole herd, so I guess we're going to be swamped here. I just hope we have enough food. What do you think, huh? Yeah, here we go. Ah, welcome. I'm Sam Malone, your host and owner of Cheers. You may remember me as Mayday Malone, the relief pitcher for the Red Sox. Anyway, I just want you to know that the autographs are free, but the drinks are going to cost you.
Make him go away, Neil.
Well, welcome. Carla, a couple tables over here you may want to get to.
Gee, wait on tables? Is that what a waitress is supposed to do? Thanks for the tip, Sam.
Diane, we need a mop over here, please.
I'll buy the bullets if you will pull the trigger.
Shooting is too quick. I want him to suffer. Why don't you date him again?
Get in gear, girls. We got new customers coming in.
Not if you greet them.
What? What?
Sam, this isn't working. We've done this for a week, and I haven't seen any more customers than there were before you took over as host. In fact, there are less. And you haven't come up with one good idea to increase business.
Tonight's different. I booked a whole lodge into this place. I mean, tonight we're making Cheers history here. A little of the old Malone magic is beginning to spread.
I could use some of that in my flowers.
Well, Woody, looks like the new man behind the bar is working out pretty well, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's doing pretty well considering the pressure he's under. I mean, after all, working around a man of my experience is probably a little bit intimidating. Oh, good, he seems to be adjusting.
Excuse me, think it was Sam Malone?
Yeah, let go of me, you little devil. Yes, I am. I'm the manager.
Yeah. Hi, nice to meet you.
Well, thank you.
Fred Anderson, social director, Caribou Lodge.
Yeah, right. I got you.
Hey, you ready for us?
You bet I am.
Great. Come on in, guys. Looks clean.
Gather around, employees, please. Okay, now, next couple hours is going to be hell. You're going to be running your little tushies off. But tonight, when you put your head down on the pillow, you're going to know it was worth it, because tonight is the night that we put Cheers on the map. Okay.
You guys are the whole lodge?
Yeah, we just got our charter last week.
You're right, Sam. We just got on the map. Cheers, population 3 caribou, 1 jackass.
Aren't people like that sad? Huddled together? Totally lacking confidence in their own individuality? And incapable of an original thought? You know, as Dr. Bennett Ludlow once said, I'll speak no thought but mine own.
All right, I'll admit that things haven't turned out exactly the way I planned them, but it'll be okay. They'll tell their friends, and their friends will tell their friends.
You have anything else? I'm allergic to shellfish.
Sammy, I'd face reality if I were you. You have 3 guys in bad suits and enough food to cater the crusades.
Next to this, Hula Night was a smashing success.
All right. It's okay. I know things haven't gone exactly great up to this point. But they will. They will. I'll think of something.
Hey, skimpy outfits on the waitresses, Sammy.
That's not bad.
Wait a minute. I don't want people having a look at something I'm ashamed of.
You got a lovely body.
Stop talking about ours.
I see. Sammy, topless waitresses, scientific fact, they can deliver drinks faster than their clothed counterparts.
Just forget it, Clayton. This is just your slimy way of trying to cop a look at my tutors.
Well, everything seems to be running smoothly out here. I think I'll step in my office and think up some more ideas here. I don't want to be disturbed. Go away, Diane.
Sam, may I speak to you for a minute? This The situation isn't working. Your schemes aren't working. You're driving Carla and me crazy. And if you continue this entrepreneurial bent of yours, you're going to bankrupt the bar.
Don't worry about it. I'll think of something.
Well, I don't know what.
Well, because you don't have my brain.
Well, whoever has it should return it. You need it right now.
Hey, leave me alone, please.
Oh, Sam, I'm sorry. It's just obvious what has to happen here. You have to go back behind the bar.
I know. I've known it for a long time.
But why aren't you doing anything about it?
Well, because doing something about it means I have to fire Ken.
Oh, right. And he's such a nice guy, too.
Yeah, damn it. All right. You know, I've put this off long enough. Go get Ken. I'll handle this right now, and I'll do it quickly, cleanly, and painlessly. Just like a surgeon. Yeah, that's it. Just like a surgeon.
Very well. He's headed this way.
All right.
I suggest you start scrubbing up, Dr.
Malone. Sam, you got a minute?
Yeah, Ken.
I'd like you to meet my family. I just want you to know that it was pretty rough going there for a while for the four of us.
The five of us.
But thanks to you, we've turned the corner. Kids, this is Mr. Sam Malone.
Hi.
Well, this is very nice, Ken, but I do need to talk to you. Oh, yeah. Well, all right, here you go.
Yes, Mr. Malone?
Ken, I'm giving you a raise.
That's terrific. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Malone.
Well, come on, honey. I want to introduce you to the others, okay?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Come on, children.
We want to stay with Uncle Sam.
Is that all right, Sam?
Sure.
Quite an operation, Dr. Malone.
What am I going to do? I can't fire Woody.
Well, maybe if he knew the situation, he'd want to go. Why don't you just explain it to him and let him draw his own conclusion? Maybe he'll volunteer to leave. He's such a sweet guy. I'll bet he will.
Boy, he is a sweet guy.
Of course he will. Sam, you look quite natural sitting there with a babe on each knee.
Yeah, she's seen babes in my lap before.
Yes, but these know how to tie their own shoes. Goodbye, you sweet little cherubs.
I don't like her.
Try dating her.
Sam? You wanted to see me?
Yes, I do, Woody. Say, you know Ken's two kids here, don't you?
Yeah, I met them before. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, sit down, Woody. I called you in here because I got a kind of problem.
Oh, I hope I can help you, Sam.
Well, I hope so, too, Woody. You know, that scheme of mine to come out behind the bar and be a host/manager hasn't turned out too well.
Well, that's putting it mildly. But if it means I'm going to get you back behind the bar, then I can't say I'm sorry.
Well, it does mean that you're getting me back behind the bar, Woody. But the problem is, I can't afford three bartenders. You did meet Ken's kids here, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I did. Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
So what it boils down to, Woody, is I'm going to have to let somebody go.
Boy, that's tough, Sam.
Yeah. You kids are getting awful heavy here. Why don't you go sit on old Uncle Woody's lap there, huh? There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now, Woody, try to follow me closely on this, okay? Now, see, I can't fire myself because, well, I own the place.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that means either you or Ken, the father of these two kids. You get what I'm saying here, Woody?
No.
I do.
No. Listen, maybe you kids ought to go now, huh? Thank you. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
You're firing me, Sam.
Woody, boy, I don't know what to say here, man.
Leave Cheers. You know, I always thought this job was just too good to keep forever. I understand. You know, I'm young and unattached, and I can afford to be out of work more than you can.
You are the sweetest guy I know.
You are too, Sam.
Well, what are we doing here? This doesn't have to be a big goodbye. I'll help you find another job, and if Ken ever leaves, you'll be first in line.
I appreciate that.
Woody,
I know what you're going to say, Sam.
Really? I don't.
Oh, well, it would have been great. I'll see you, Sam. I'm going to go get my things.
Oh, boy. Oh.
Sam, this has got to be the strangest night of my life.
Yeah. Must be something in the air.
Boy, I don't even know how to bring this up. Well, there was a guy sitting at the bar, said he was from the Harvard Club. Here's his card. Anyway, he said he liked the cut of my jib, and he asked me if I want to go and work for him. Now, the money he's offering would be hard to turn down. Sam, Woody!
And I swear to uphold the bylaws of the lodge and to defend the dignity of the herd.
Woody. Wait, man. Listen, there's somebody in the bar here, somebody from the Harvard Club who wants to hire Ken, so you don't have to leave. I mean, just get back behind the bar, man. Oh, God. What a relief. Oh.
Wait a minute, Sam.
What?
Who do you think I am? I got fired from a job that means more to me than anything else in the world, and you want me to just come walking back in here because Ken wants to leave? Well, I can't do that.
Listen, I need you. Please, isn't there anything I can do to change your mind here?
$100 a month raise?
$100?
No, wait.
I need you. Yeah, okay. Okay, $100.
It's a deal.
Yeah. All right. Boy, yeah. You know, you really surprised me here. You're a pretty tough negotiator.
Ah, yeah, Sambo. I know you think I'm just a country bumpkin. And the Boyd family may not be too sharp about a lot of things. I mean, we don't know much about math. We don't know much about science. We don't know much about politics. We don't know much about medicine. We don't know much about world affairs. But I'll tell you, there's something we're pretty darn sharp about.
What's that?
What were we talking about?
Machinery.
Oh, we don't know much about machinery. I tell you, my uncle, he lost his arm in some kind of contraption.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Wait a minute.
What?
I remember we were talking about money.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about your $50 a month raise.
Sam, it was $100 a month.
Well,
hey, but, you know, I'll tell you. I think $100 a month is too steep. I'll settle for $30 a week.
You got it.
Host/manager extraordinaire.